Hey guys, my name is John, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 39 of 2024, Sunday the 6th of October. And it's not actually that week. I just told a small lie because I'm running so late. I'm recording this episode later than I should be, so apologies for that. But that's what I want to talk about this week. I want to talk about being overwhelmed. So last week I was totally overwhelmed, which resulted in me recording this episode 1 week late. It got me thinking about, why does this happen? In contrast, my normal day looks like the following. The first thing I do in the morning is I review my emails and my messages, and I add actions to my personal task list. I use 5.today to manage that task list daily. That's an application that I built myself, and it's free to use if you want to give it a try. You can find it on the URL 5.today. So once I have all my tasks in that tool, I then decide what are the 5 most important tasks that I need to complete today. Now, it doesn't have to be 5. It's just a personal rule that I run with. I think 5 is a nice number, and you don't want to be trying to do 50 things in a day. You don't want to be doing 2 things in a day. So for me personally, I settled on 5 after many years of doing this stuff. So I have my 5 tasks in there. Some of those are new tasks or things that have just come up today. And some of them are old tasks from my backlog that I need to get through. And finally, if I close 5 tasks by the end of the day, I can log off at the end of my day feeling satisfied that, you know, I've actually achieved something. This is what I try to do on a normal day. That's what my ideal rhythm looks like. And frankly, I manage to do that 99% of the time. I am quite disciplined about this. Remember that you cannot manage others if you cannot manage yourself first. And that's kind of a mantra that I live by. I need to manage myself first. I need to manage my time, need to manage my day, need to manage my priorities. Lately, however, I've been overwhelmed. So much so that the above rhythm has been completely disrupted. A series of dramas is all it takes for you to immediately find yourself firefighting as soon as you go online. In this situation, your agenda is effectively hijacked, and the 5 tasks that you were planning to do today are quickly forgotten about. Working in this kind of reactive mode is fine for short periods of time, but it's obviously not sustainable long term. And for the past 2 weeks, by the time I've reached Friday, I felt absolutely exhausted and burnt out. But eventually the fires are extinguished, the root cause analysis reports are written, and the promises of lessons learned are made. Once calm is restored, you can get back to executing your daily routine again. And I think it's important to remember that in the middle of the storm, guys, that, you know, all storms pass and conditions return to the calmness eventually. So it's important to just keep your head down, get through it. So I'm late, and I've been overwhelmed. I'm late on many topics at the moment, but I'm playing catch up. This weekend, I will record 2 episodes to make up, as I want to keep the sequence going, even if I'm late. I will post 1 today, and I will post another 1 tomorrow, 1 day apart. I should also add that I'm also behind on creating videos for all of these recent episodes, so sorry for that if you are following along on video platforms like YouTube. There's a bit of effort in creating those videos, so it takes a bit of time, and I try to get them done the same day as I do the audio recordings, but what's happened recently is I've got a backlog of audio recordings that require videos, so expect a bit of a lag on the videos as well, so apologies for that. Finally, being overwhelmed is bad, but you will come out the other side eventually, so it's important to remain optimistic. It tends to be a temporary state. So apart from that, what else did I do this week? I done a little bit of work on grepper.org, which is my online search engine. I made a very small code improvement to it this week. It was something that was kind of bothering me as an end user. Grepper has very strong security in place, so the link for every search URL is unique, and they expire very quickly. So what was happening was, if you done a search as a user, then you clicked on one of the results, and then you click the back button, which is a very natural thing to do, you would find yourself back at the Grepper homepage again, your results would be basically expired. They would be gone. So to mitigate against that, the simple improvement now is each of the links on the search results will actually open a new window in your browser. So what that will mean is the search list will still be there. It'll just be a tab over. Nothing will be lost. So rather than clicking on back on your browser, you will simply close that tab and go back to the search results to look at the second or third or fourth result down, or whatever you're looking at right now. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I just wanted to get out this episode just to keep that rhythm going. I will talk to you again on the next episode, which will be available within the next day. Take care and have a good week. Bye-bye.